A lady I spoke to this morning is here again, Belinda, who had all sorts of different jobs here, didn't you?
I do, yes, yes. So I work in reception. I also am a fitness instructor. I do personal training, lifeguard. Yeah, a mixture, everything.
Now, we're not here to talk to you. We're here to talk to your daughter. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Tessa.
Hello, Tessa. And what are you here for today?
Well, I do swimming lessons and I also do rookie lifeguarding, which they're both really fun.
Tell me about rookie lifeguarding, because that session's underway down there at the moment, isn't it? And you're about to go and get changed and take part in it. So you're learning to be a lifeguard and you're only, you told me earlier on, 11, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's where we learn to be, well, learn the basics of being a lifeguard and how to rescue people and how to rescue ourselves and lots of different practical skills like that.
So you must be a pretty strong swimmer then?
Yeah, I'm in stage 6 out of 7 for like swimming lessons, and I'm hoping I'll move up soon. Yeah, and I really like swimming.
So do you use the gym as well, or are you too young for the gym? Is there an age limit on the gym?
There is, yeah. They do have to be 12 and above for the gym on a membership.
So you're almost old enough for that, aren't you?
I don't really think I need to go to the gym, though.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you look pretty fit to me. So once you've done the training session today, then you're going to do another session, you said, in the pool.
Yes. So normally I do my swimming lessons and then my rookie lifeguard, but instead, because I'm doing this, I'm going to do rookie lifeguard and then my swimming lesson. So I normally do them both in a row, which is sometimes a bit tiring. I mean, always a bit tiring. But it is really good fun.
So is that, what, 2 hours non-stop swimming, really, is it?
No, each session is half an hour.
Oh, that's not quite so bad, is it?
Yeah, so in all, I do an hour of swimming.
And how often do you do that?
Just each Thursday.
So if there are other really good swimmers out there that are interested, is there some vacancies for rookie lifeguards?
Oh, yeah. We'd love to take more on. At the moment, Tessa said, yeah, one of the classes is full. However, we're always looking to take more on. But also the swimming sessions at the moment, we do have additional ones that we've been putting on. We've taken on more swimming teachers. So, yeah, do come and apply, because we'll always try and fit everybody in.
Brilliant stuff. What do you like about swimming then? Why do you prefer that to any other way of keeping fit?
I just like water.
And you're a bit of a water baby then?
Yeah, and it just feels nicer than ground.
That's it, yeah. So in the summer, do you go swimming in the sea or anything?
Yeah, sometimes in the summer. We normally go on holiday. No, that's in the winter, actually. So we go swimming in the sea and go down to the beach, and it's really fun. And then in summer, we just go down to the local beach. And, yeah, that's really fun.
OK. And you're obviously from St Osmond's, because you've got the St Osmond's uniform on. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say hello to all your friends on the radio?
Hello. If you're on the radio, then hello.
Very well done.
Thank you.